Good evening, good evening, good evening, Baltimore. Welcome to Man in the Mirror. I'm your host, Hezekiah L. Montgomery, with a special guest host tonight, Miss Kimmeri Price. Oh, I'm sorry, we gotta do this right. Minister Kimmeri Price. Welcome back to the show, Minister Price. Hello, can you hear me?
Good evening, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Welcome back
okay.
to the show, Minister Price.
Thank you. It was just
Kimmeri Price at one time, now it is Minister. She has moved on up in the ranks, folks. So we have a new minister up in the house.
Amen.
And we're just going to continue to praise God for that. It's Friday night. We're going to give him all the praise. We're giving praise reports tonight, making that devil mad and lifting him up. If you have any questions or, if you want to give your praise report, you can do so by pressing the number 1 on your phone. And as always, we are going to begin with prayer. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, for our lying down last night. We thank you, Lord, for our waking up to this day. We thank you, Lord, for grace. We thank you, Lord, for mercy. We thank you, Lord, what David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be continually on my mouth. We just thank you that because David also said when his men wanted to kill him, David had to encourage himself in the Lord. So, Lord, when we get to that point where we have to encourage ourselves to you, help us just to remember that we need to encourage ourselves, dig deep down in our soul, and just say thank you. Continue to say thank you. Continue to say thank you. We thank you, Lord, for all those who are listening tonight, all those who will listen. Continue to bless the ministry of Man in the Mirror, Lord, and bless those who are hosting and guest hosting, Lord. Continue to bless our normal guest host, co-host, as she's just taking a break tonight. Bless her wherever she is right now, Lord. Bless Nishana mighty in a special way, and we will never fail to give you all glory, honor, and praise. We ask all these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And as I said before, we are continuing these Perpetual Praise Fridays, meaning we're just going to continue to give praise. And this is our sixth one. Once I started, I said we're going to do something new this year. This is our sixth one. I mean, a lot of people don't know what Roman numerals are. Some do, some don't. But this is our sixth one. And I'm just loving it because, we all going through somewhere around us. We are going through something. But God is still good. And, well, it's that time again. And I always said I read what tonight's episode is about. Well, it's that time again. What time is that? It's Perpetual Praise Friday 6. Yes, that means this is our 6-1, as I said, and we're still standing strong. I must say myself that it's been a rough beginning of the year, but I'm still standing. No, we're all still standing. That's why I do, as I was commanded by God, to do a Perpetual Praise Friday once a month. So let's get it on tonight and just praise, worship, and give him all the glory. Let's make that devil mad as we give our testimonies. PPFs for short are not just for me, but for you guys as well. We're all going through, but we can praise our way through it. And that, and that is the introduction of Perpetual Praise Friday because we're all going through because the devil is mad. Something is going on. Something is going on in the atmosphere right now where the devil is just out there. He's out. He's roaming like a roaring lion. He's trying to bring us all down, but we're not going to go down like that. None of us are going down like that. That's why we keep these up. We at my church, we have prayer every Saturday morning. We have Bible study every Tuesday. We have church every Sunday. So, but in between those days, you know, sometimes you're strong, sometimes, I mean, like a roller coaster ride sometimes, but we have to continue. We have to continue doing this. And I'm going to read Psalms 145, a few verses from that. And 145 verses 1 to 7. I will exalt you, my God, the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy to be praised. His greatness no one can fathom. Again, his greatness no one can fathom. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works. They tell of your power, of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. And I'll do one more verse. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and rich in love. Now, how many of us can say that we are compassionate, slow to anger, and rich in love? Soon as that person or soon as somebody does something to something that we don't like, it's on. Something else happens. Something changes us. You know, how many of us have road rage as we're driving out and down the road? You know, how many of us are like, okay, you know, how many of us get angry? And I confess. You know, I get that little road rage once in a while because, you know, you drive. I'm from Philadelphia, and, I'm sorry, Kim, but, you know, sometimes I say these folks in Baltimore don't know how to drive because they just go back and forth without no flashes and signals. And I'm like, okay. And if you hit them, then they're going to say, it was your fault. Okay, yeah, it was my fault. But, you know, we got to shake that devil off. We definitely have to shake that devil off. And I want to continue to pray for my Facebook friends because, you know, a lot of things are going on in a lot of people's lives. And we have to continue to pray for Facebook. Facebook is a plethora. We all have a plethora of friends on Facebook that we can learn to keep in prayer. You know, we don't know what's going on. We don't even have to know what's going on. But if they put out there, and I've learned when they say something is going on, I just say, to make sure that I pray for them, I say a quick praise right there. I say a quick prayer right there because, you know what, we know, and I'm guilty of this. We'll say, well, I'll pray for you, sister, or pray for you, brother. Then you start your day, and then your day is gone, and then you forgot to pray for them. So we don't want to do that. We want, if you know, you don't have to say a long prayer. That's the way I was taught. You don't have to say a long prayer. All you have to do is say a short prayer because the prayers of the righteous avail as much. So we have to keep those prayers going. And Facebook is a plethora of opportunities to witness to people, to talk to people. I remember years ago, and I'm honest, I got caught up in the wrong things on a social network, on the networks. Mm-hmm. But once God got me in control and got me under control, I said, you know what, I'm going to do nothing but praise you, minister to you through social network. And once I got that together, it's been nothing but good things ever since then. We have to remember that, yeah, we all fall down, but we get up.
Amen.
The Bible says in that scripture, you know, if you know your scripture, you continue to read your scripture. When you hear these songs, the word says, a righteous man falls seventh time, but he gets up. You know, we have to realize that, you know what, we're going to fall. We're going to make mistakes. But we don't have to stay in the mess that we created. We have two options. We can get it right and keep it moving, or we can stay there and wallow in it. And, you know, watch people go by us or keep messing up. And you never know what's going to happen to you if you decide to stay there. Any comments, Minister Price?
I absolutely agree with you. I absolutely agree. We have to, it's almost like you have to relearn certain behaviors. You know, certain people, you know, getting angry and puffed up, like you said, in traffic. I do every now and again, but you know I've learned to calm down a lot as I examine closer and closer my Christian walk. One of the things that I've been asking some of my parishioners is, you know, what does your Christ-like walk look like? You know, what is a Christian? And some of the answers I got actually, like, shocked me. But, you know, it's a desire. It's the belief in Christ, but it's a desire to be more Christ-like. You know, and so I know for the last month or so, we've just been doing like a Back to the Basics series, examining what our Christ-like walk looks like, you know, being slow to anger, loving your neighbor as yourself, just remembering, you know, some of the things that we need to reiterate to ourselves. You know, you young and you grow up, you know, and you do certain things and you have to really like reassess those things that you do. So I absolutely agree. Absolutely.
Yeah, and I like what you said, loving your neighbor. That is something that we have not learned. I'm from the city of brotherly love, but sometime growing up, there wasn't much brotherly love going around there up in Philadelphia. So you're wondering as you get old, when you're a little kid, you know, okay, city of brotherly love, yeah. But as you get older, as I got into the Bible, the Lord has brought it to my attention what, you know, Philadelphia really means. And Philadelphia is from the Bible, and that's why it was named Philadelphia, right? The city of brotherly love. But we forget, and you also mentioned about having Christ-like. You know, as Christians, following Christ, he was the prime example. And it wasn't until the Lord sat me down for 86 days, that's in my book, that I found out what true love is, because I was a person, I might as well say I was selfish, because it was all about me. You know, I'm trying to survive in this world all about myself. But I had to learn, you know what, it's not all about you, Kai. It's not all about you as a Kai. It's about these people that are around you, these souls that are there, these souls that I need you to minister to. Yeah, man, God, look, I fight against God, too. I complain. I'd be like, you know, I'm a big kid. You know, I'm like, Lord, look.
We all do.
This ain't what I want to do, literally. Right. This ain't what I want to do. I'm trying to figure out what's going on in my life and move on. But when the Lord tells you to do something, we have to learn to do it and get out of self. That is what's going on with us right now. We get into self. You know, they say self-preservation is the first rule of the land. All you're thinking about is I. And when that I, and God says, no, you keep saying me, and he's saying no. So you're going back and forth having this discussion, and there's nothing wrong with having a discussion with God, because he is just human. If you look at some of the Bible leaders and characters, even Moses was trying to make up excuses, and God was, you know, the excuse Moses came up with, God was shooting it down. So sometimes we got to realize that, you know, every excuse, Jonah was trying to make excuses. Jonah even tried to hide. But, you know, where are we going to hide from God when he created everything, and Jonah knew that? But we have to praise him. This is the night for people to call in. Get in the chat room, say, you know, if you have something, if you're in the chat room, you want to say something, you have a testimony, call in at 917-889-2271. Come into the chat room, you know, www.blogtalkradio.com/man-in-the-mirror, and join us, because we want to know how the Lord is blessing you, because he blesses us all every day. And I had a blessing this week. I'm going through rough, still looking for a job, but still trying to pay the bills. Now, when you're looking for a job and trying to pay the bills, that's an oxymoron, but that's okay. God is still good. But I'm just thanking God anyway. When David's men wanted to kill him, and nobody's trying to kill me as of yet, not that I know, but when David's men wanted to kill him, he had to encourage himself, because they done carried away all the women and kids while they were out on war, because they left them by themselves. Camp was unattended. And they, you know, the enemy carried off the women and children, and the only thing came to David's men is like, look, somebody's going to get it. And they were looking at David, and David like, okay, there's too many of them, guys, it's just me. So he had to really you have to think, you know, when you're going through, when you're at your last,
right.
David had to encourage himself
mm-hmm.
in the Lord. The main time we have to encourage ourselves. We're all
mm-hmm.
going through something. We all are going through something, but we have to encourage ourselves in God. We have to keep
right.
reading those scriptures. You know, one of my favorite ones that I always say when we do these is, David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be continually on my lips. Now, it's easier said than done. I'll be honest with you. It's easier said than done. You know, you say it, but do you really mean it? Because
right.
we can say it, but do you really mean it when
mm-hmm.
time comes? And here's another one, Psalms 103. Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases? Who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, which we said earlier, love and
Amen.
Compassion, who satisfy your desires with good things so that
mm-hmm.
your youth is renewed like the eagles. And I read that the Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed.
Amen.
Oppression. We know what oppression is. We know when you're going through, when things are just going through on you, you know, the Lord is looking on us. The Lord wants us to come to him. Oppression,
absolutely.
Prolonged, cruel, and unjust treatment or control. So, you know, when that stuff is going on you and is prolonged, you're like, okay, will it ever end? The Bible says the Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. When those
amen.
Things are going on, it's saying that the God is working righteousness, you know, because
amen.
He wants nothing but good for us. He
mm-hmm.
wants us to, you know, whatever we're going through, and so, I listened to a song today, we got to be like, we have to listen to that song and say, look, if you have a faith the size of a mustard seed, and we did do a
mm-hmm.
episode a while ago, one of the episodes, if you guys want to listen to, about, you know, that mustard seed faith. Mustard seed is the smallest thing around. It's almost like the tip of a pen, tip
mm-hmm.
of a safety pen or a pen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you, when
yeah.
you plant that mustard seed, it
mm-hmm.
brings a great bush. And only God can do that. Only God can do that. Only God can do this. Or if he say make, he can make that mountain and throw it into the sea. So we have to have that kind of faith. We have to have that kind of encouragement while we're going through. And please don't think it. Yeah, I'm not. I know I'm not the only one go through. While we go through, you know, that we have to have that faith to know that, hey, we have to continue to praise. We have to change the atmosphere. We have to set the atmosphere. Because once that atmosphere is changed,
mm-hmm.
and I'm being taught this at my church, so I don't want my pastor to think that, you know, people just sit there and don't pay attention to nothing.
Amen.
Y'all ministers think
Amen.
We ain't paying attention. But you have to change the atmosphere.
Amen.
You
Amen.
Have to change that. Once that atmosphere yes. changed, that devil has nothing to do. He has
Amen.
To leave. He has to leave.
Mm-hmm.
Any
Amen.
Comments?
I absolutely agree. And not just be encouraged by his promise. Know that his promise for our lives is real. I mean, I think people go through a hard time and begin to, like, lose faith. But the harder times, you know, that's when he really wants you to cry out to him, you know, and it may not be the way that he answers. Sometimes I think people think he's not answering. I can remember when I was working, I'm in law enforcement, wanting to pray to him and just asking to be, you know, get me to a point where I didn't care what the other officers were saying, that kind of thing, because I've always pretty much stood for the right thing. And sometimes when you do that, especially against your own, you can be ostracized. And so I can remember praying to God, you know, just let me not even care about what they say. Let me stand firm in my conviction, you know, and in you. And the next thing I know, I go back to work, and everybody talking about me like a dog. But that's what he was doing, toughening me up, you know, and I'm not even, like, realize, okay, I asked for this, you know. I prayed
right.
for this, and now I'm getting it, you know. But it didn't even dawn on me that that is what, you know, God was doing, was, you know, toughening me up. Okay, well, I'm going to get you to a point. I'm going to let you get over this, you know. So I think when we pray, you know, be careful how you pray, because you just might get in there, what they say.
Yeah, preaching
but,
to the choir.
Know, yeah, and, you know, when you do ask, I mean, pay attention, because, like I say, he always answers. It's just that sometimes we don't realize how he's answering. But stand firm in his promise for your life. You know, he will never leave you. He will never leave you. And it doesn't mean that, you know, the waves are always going to be smooth sailing. You know, sometimes you're going to hit some big ripples. But, you know, it's all for a reason. He doesn't do it for nothing. You know, he doesn't allow it for nothing. So just stand. And like you said, a mustard seed, as big as a grain of sand, you know, just continue on in your faith and praise him. Praise him in the storm. Praise him when you're laughing. Praise him when it's good and when it's bad. But I absolutely
Amen.
Agree with you. I absolutely agree.
Amen. Amen. Well, one of my praise reports is that on Monday, I was busy all morning taking care of some personal business, and our co-host was trying to contact me. And then when she contacted, she said, congratulations. I'm like, what are you talking about? She said, congratulations. I'm like, look, okay, something wrong with you. So she said, oh, you don't know? I'm like, no. Well, I was actually, well, you know, when you're busy, you got 3 million things on your mind. It was a surprise to me. But my publicist that did the remake of my book actually started a new award program. It's called the Indie Author Legacy Award 2016 finalists, and it was just buzzing all day, literally all day. People were just buzzing about that. That's Tashina Davis. She was actually a Purposely Creative Publishing Group. She was actually on the show in October or November, and just talking about her story and how the Lord blessed her to start her own publishing group. And out of, you know, once I heard it, it's like, and once I looked at it, it's like, basically she was awarding or, you know, giving people recognition for getting out there telling their stories. Because it's not easy for a, you know, when you're writing a book, it was my first book, and, you know, it's not easy to get out there and write your story, because people want to say, hey, what you writing a story for? You hear all kinds of things. But if God tells you to do something, do it. And she's basically recognizing, and out of 174, I was in one of the 90 finalists that are there in category of the ebook, because I did a makeover of the ebook, which, and later on is going to be the paperback. But I thought that was truly awesome, because there's going to be a, you know, nice banquet. You know, we all going to get a chance just to get together and see people from all over the country. So that just shows that if you hang in it, you know, if you hang in there strong, and she also said they just didn't write the book. They did other things. They're getting out there promoting. They're getting out there like me with my great mentor from, you know, Miss C. Maria Wall. You know, she interviewed me first back in August of 2013. And I must say, I got to celebrate. The book's been out through my book, Rediscovering Kai, has been out 3 years as of today. So today is the birthday of Rediscovering Kai, 3 years. So I've been a published author for 3 years as of today. So, you know, I have to play the birthday song, because, you know, it's not easy.
Right.
It's not easy. You know, so she wants to make sure that people get recognized for their accomplishments. And I was shocked. And she gave us some information, and she also said that she didn't want to be the one to pick it, so she picked them. So she basically had an advisory board and had different categories. And the three categories were social awareness, personal transformation, and education.
Awesome.
So I was just, that was my day. That started my week off. You know, you have your ups and downs. Sometimes your life is like a roller coaster.
Right.
You go on that roller coaster for a minute, and the next thing you know, you're going down.
Absolutely.
But today, you know, I must say, you know, so that is one of my praises, because sometimes you need to hear something like that. You know, you think all your work is done in vain, but it's not. It's not, because, you know, other people have read my book, said that, you know, they've enjoyed it, they learn a lot from it, and you never know. That's why we have, and I know Maria's going to kill me, but that's why I came up with the mantra, real people, real stories, real overcomers, because we have to overcome.
Amen.
It's the devil's job to try to keep us down. But if we don't overcome, if we don't get up, you know, some people think parents are mean when they let their, you know, they're a little tough on their kids, because sometimes we have to be tough, because the world is going to be tough on them. The world is going to be tough on them. So we're not a little tough on them. We love them. But if we're not a little tough, they're going to think that everything, you know, is going to be a bed of roses. And no, not. Life is not a bunch of bed of roses. Whoever said that was a lie.
Amen.
Because in the real world, we got to get up, go to work, pay bills.
Yes, you do.
Get up, go to work, pay bills.
Absolutely.
Get up, go to work, and pay bills. But I just praise God for that, because, you know, it's going to be an exciting time seeing different authors from all over the country and just getting a little recognition for just doing something that God told you to do. And then when I did the makeover,
something for nothing. You know, he never leaves.
Well, you're right.
It's for a reason.
You are 100% correct, because he wants us to do. So that was one of my blessings this week, and I just thank God for it, because, again, I say sometimes you need something to start your week off, especially when you're trying to take care of business one morning and then come back. Because I just never did. She did it at 8 o'clock, and at 8 o'clock that morning when she was doing her live stream video, that's another thing I'm trying to get into as well. Live stream videos with this social network, keep coming up with so many things. But she did that live stream video as I was leaving out the house. But that's okay. I got the news when I got back in.
I know that's
but
right.
God is still good.
Amen.
We are at the half-hour mark. I'm actually having a lot of fun, because praise, you know, as that song said, praise is what I do. This is what we have to do.
Amen.
We have to praise him
Amen.
All the time. And we're going to have a note from our sponsors, our supporters, Music Instruction for Our Learners, where music knows no age. If you're interested in music instruction, such as piano or instrumental lessons, please contact us at 888-501-8650, extension 778, to set up an appointment to talk to our instructors. Also, please help us reach a goal of $400 with our fundraiser, as we're raising monies needed for our nonprofit status. Please sign in at www.gofund.me/MeFowl Inc. and donate. You can donate as low as $5 to $100. Every little bit counts. Please visit us on our new and improved website at www.MeFowlInc.org. Thank you. Another sponsor is Curvy Boss Project. Curvy Boss Project was created to empower, inspire, motivate, change the lives of full-figured women. Curvy chicks are boss chicks, too, not to mention beautiful, intelligent, and talented. Please check them out on Facebook at Curvy Boss Project, and their website is www.curvyboss.com. And Curvy Boss has a lot going on right now. Michelle is not here tonight, but when she gets back, she'll definitely give you some more updates. And this song right here, sometimes we got to remember, when you hear this song, you know, the key verse, the key thing they keep saying, this means war. Sometimes we just got to get down the old-fashioned way. We got to get down the old-fashioned way and sing, because when war means that you it's a spiritual war. Many times we think that it's a minister Price against Hezekiah. No, it's a spiritual thing. That's the flesh. That's that flesh that's trying to cuss out that person who went in front of you while you were driving. But you never know. I think my minister said one day, you know, someone did, you know, did something to him and went on, but it slowed him up. And he got further down the road than there was an accident. So you never know what God is trying to keep you from getting into. But again, listen to this song, enjoy it, and then we'll be back in a moment, because I know you guys are going to love it, because again, it says, this means war.
Might as well put your hands together.
Plead that blood as we are going through. You are listening live with Hezekiah Montgomery and our special guest co-host, the one, the only, noun. She wasn't this before, but I can say noun.
Amen.
Minister Kim Marie Price. We just thank God, you know, she's one of those, you know, when you need a, when you need, what is it, ram in a bush, you can just call a couple digits and she'll, you know, and I thank her, thank that she's a faithful servant of the Lord, that if you need a little hand, she'll, you know, she'll give you an hour. She may not give an hour, 2 minutes, but she'll give you an hour. So I just thank the Lord that she came on as that ram in a bush to help out tonight. But again, we're talking about faith. We're talking about praise. We're talking about worship. We're talking about setting the atmosphere. We're talking about going through. We're talking about we have to praise. You know, we just can't go to church on Sunday. And then, you know, when the rest of the week we're going through, we don't know, we gassed up like we gassed up our cars in the beginning of the week. You know, sometimes if you start doing more running around than you need to, what do we have to do in the middle of the week? Gas up some more. So, you know, that's, you know, we have to get in that word. We hear that, and I'm speaking to myself as well. We have to get in that word, and we have to praise God. We have to continue praising him. You know, one of my favorite psalms, it was a song that my old pastor in Philadelphia used to sing, Psalm 27, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. Again, though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to see him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, and this is that part of the song I love. We all know that old song, The Lord is My Light. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon the rock.
Amen.
And that's always a beautiful song. I think I'm going to have to add that to our repertoire because we forget about those old songs. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? In the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. We have to remember, we have to remember that. You know, when trouble comes, we still can pray. Dave, that's a praise song right there. David was praising. David was praising. People don't realize that, but David was praising. Any comments, Minister Ken?
Absolutely. One thing I wanted to just touch on that you said earlier about just you were forewarning people about, you know, fighting the right enemy, thinking that the war is between, like you said, like you and I, and it's actually not. You know, I love the way that you brought that about, and I actually wanted you to touch a little bit more on that issue because I think that we do tend to think others are our enemy. That girl that looked at you wrong while you were at work, or even your spouse, you know, and the arguments that you have. And often we see each other as enemies, and that's just really not the case.
Well, I'm glad you asked. I forgot I said that, but that's okay. We have to remember that we are not fighting. It's either 1 Kings 6, it's probably 1 Kings 6. There's a story that God gave me years ago to remember that we need to have our eyes open.
Absolutely.
We need to keep those eyes open to what we're really doing.
Mm-hmm.
It's either 1 Kings, it's probably 2 Kings 6.
Mm.
It'll come to me. Yep. I'm going to read it so you guys will actually know it. But you know where it actually came from. 2 Kings 6.
Okay.
Now, the king of Aram was at war with Israel after conferring with his officers. After conferring with his officers, he said, I will set up my camp in such a place. The man of God sent word to the king of Israel, beware of passing that place, because the Arameans are going down there. So the king of Israel checked out the place indicated by the man of God. Time and again, Elisha warned the king, so he was on his guard in such a place. Now, we got to remember, Elisha's the man of God. This enraged the king of Aram. He summoned his officers and demanded of them, tell me which of us is on the side of the king of Israel. And that's why I had to laugh at that. He's like, okay, who's diamond out? None of us, my lord king, because he didn't know what's going on. How does man know what's going on in my household and who's telling me what?
Right.
None of us, my lord and king. They wasn't going to say nothing, said one of his officers. But Elisha, the prophet who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel, thy very words you speak in your bedroom. Go find out where he is, the king of ordered, so I can send the men and capture him. The report came back, he is in Dothan. Then he sent horses and chariots and a strong force. And years ago when I read this, my life was just up in turmoil. If you think about when you think about a tornado, now I'll read it again. Then he sent horses and chariots and a strong force. They went by night and surrounded the city. And here's the fun part. I had to laugh at this. When the servant of God got up and went out the early next morning in the army, and an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. Oh, no, my lord, what shall we do? The servant was like, uh-oh. My lord, what shall we do? And this is, listen to what the prophet said. Don't be afraid, the prophet answered. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. Now, mind you, this guy's just looking at his natural eyes, okay? He looking around like, what are you talking about?
Right.
Here's the fun part. And Elisha prayed, open his eyes, Lord, so he may see. Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. And I'll leave it right there, because basically that was the spiritual war. That was the spiritual army. He was seeing with his fleshly eyes, people are going to be people. People are going to be people. Flesh. Flesh is going to be flesh. But if you get to know a person, stop looking at the flesh and look at the spirit. And so when we, you know, as brothers and sisters in Christ, you know, when we see a brother or sister, we know that, okay, what spirit you're dealing with right now? Because this ain't you.
Amen.
If I know you, okay, something else is going on. And so while we're driving, we got to remember, what spirit are we going to be in?
Amen.
I'm like that. Sometimes that flesh get hold of me. Then I got to calm down.
Right.
But we almost got to remember that those angels that were surrounded Elisha is always around us. Those are the spirits. We got to remember that we're not dealing with flesh and blood, regardless of what it looks like. Like his servant said, he woke up morning, put it this way, you woke up, had your cup of coffee, and walked outside and seen all this mess going on around you.
Right.
And your eyes got real big.
Right.
And you just swallow and boop.
And I think it's that important for people to understand that we are not each other's enemies, you know. And like I said, it's a learned behavior, you know. But as you go along, like you said, and get into the Word, you know, you have to constantly examine your Christian walk. You know, being in church and hollering you a Christian is one thing, but, you know, you have to walk like a Christian. And that's an important thing to remember, that we are not each other's enemies. You know, that's not the real enemy. And so I just love the way that you brought that out, and I'm glad you really delved in on that, because I really appreciated that, and I think people needed to really hear it.
Yeah, and I appreciate you bringing it to my attention, because we got to remember, we're looking at this and like, okay, God, what's going on? Talk to God. Okay, mm-hmm. God, reveal to me, just like Elisha said, reveal, open his eyes. All right, Lord, reveal to me what really is going on, so I can understand. Mm-hmm. And James says, if you lack wisdom, ask, and he's going to give it to you graciously. You know, if you ask, he wants us to ask. You know, we're going to go through, and even if we, you know, he's just waiting there for us to ask. Elisha ain't even skip a step. And if you read the rest of that story, he ain't even skip a step. He's like, I ain't worried. Look at that. I got my backup. I got a backup plan. He had a better backup plan than what the Iranian army did. And if you read the rest of the story, he said, Lord, blind them. And he blinded them. And if you continue reading the rest of the story, he said, okay, he told them to follow, he took them into the enemy's army. And the army that he took them into was ready to kill him. But then he said, no, would you do this? They fed him. They showed mercy. They fed them, and they sent them back on. That was mercy.
Amen.
Just because we know we can beat them, that don't mean we have to.
Amen.
No. We have to show mercy. Right. So that story had a lot going on, and it has some, you know, sadistic things too. You know the story of the woman who tricked the other woman into killing her son. And I'm like, no, you know, that's just.
And that's one
just,
thing that I love about the Bible. People worrying about watching Empire. I'm like, you better read the Bible, because it's got all of it.
You're right.
Lust,
it has everything in
mystery.
It has everything.
It has it all.
Exactly.
It has it all. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So that's, you know, when I read that, I'm like, that showed me, that was the one scripture that showed me, you know what, you got to look at the real battle that was going on. When we get with these people that we think we love, you better open up your eyes. Because the truth will set you free.
Yes,
many
indeed.
Times we don't understand that, you know, oh, I love him, I love her. Okay. Anybody can put on their, you know, anybody can put on their best.
Mm-hmm.
But when you see that real spirit that you're dealing with, that's a whole different ball game.
Yep,
and I must say, been there, done that myself, and bought the t-shirt. So it's like, well, we have to continue to praise. One thing Elisha did, he prayed. He prayed to God, open his eyes. He prayed to God, blind the Arminians. So he prayed. Everything he did, if you pay attention, step by step, he prayed.
Amen.
And then when he took them into the camp, you know, he blinded. They can't fight him when he's blind. So he led them into the enemy camp and opened their eyes, and then they had mercy on them. They fed them.
Amen.
And these are the true stories of the Bible, true mercy of how, you know what, even though they're your enemy, we still have to have mercy on them, because God has mercy on us every day. His mercies are new every day. When we wake up, he's having mercy on us.
Amen.
When we're going through, he's having mercy. When it don't look like, when we're at our wits' end, he's giving us mercy. He's giving us favor every day. That's the thing that we need to praise him for that love, for that mercy, for that grace.
I mean, to be granted his grace, you know, that is mind-blowing, just to be covered by his grace. That is really mind-blowing, to know that, you know, even when you ask God for his forgiveness, not only does he forgive it, but he wipes the slate clean. He forgets it. That is, and, you know, being in the flesh, that's just so far beyond anything I could really imagine. Because, you know, we
What's
hold on to stuff. You know, we might forgive you, but we ain't going to forget it. You know?
Exactly. And then they just waiting for you to bring it back out. They're waiting for you to slip. They sitting in there, it's like they sitting on their little perch like the birds, waiting for you to slip.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so I mean, it is. You need to pray. Some people ask me all the time, well, how often should I pray? I tell them every step that you take, you should be thanking him. You know, thank him when you're brushing your teeth, for being in a country where you have running water, you know, clean water. You thank him for everything. You know, and I want to give a little praise shout out. Recently, I had a some of my neighbors were going through a hard time, and, you know, I helped them out a little, and we had this beautiful conversation. We ended up having it outside, and, you know, it's just talking to them about God, and as a minister, you know, that's my job is just to do the introduction and allow God to do the work, but it ended up being so many of my neighbors, just I don't even know how, you know, I look up, one minute I'm talking to like two or three people, the next minute I look up, I'm talking to like 10 and 12. So recently we've decided that we're going to be having a Bible study, you know, just outside in the grass down the street from where I live in this little park area. So we're going to do that every Saturday at 2, and that is phenomenal. That is phenomenal to watch the ministry of God grow, to see people so hungry for his word, but, you know, have been turned off by some of the more traditional churches and, you know, some of the things they've experienced in the church, you know, and to still have them just wanting that word, that they're going to give up their time and come have a Bible study. I thought that was just amazing.
When you're a minister, God is always going to give you those opportunities.
Absolutely.
I have to read this.
Mm-hmm.
Maria's just having too much fun tonight. She said, welcome back. She said, good to hear Kim is back up and about. And she said, and she said, congratulations, you are still a baby, Belle. She's talking to me. Yes, she is. She said, life is a bed of roses, actually. Some bushes have more thorns than all. That's all. Yeah, I had to chuckle at that. I had to really chuckle at that.
She knows I have been going through it, and she is always just, you know, my cheerleader, just always cheering for me and checking on me, and I just love her so much. She is such a phenomenal woman, really. Just beyond description at my heart.
Mm-hmm. She gave me my first start.
Yeah.
I was just introduced to her on the show. I didn't know what Blog Talk was, but, you know, I heard of it. But when I had my first interview, I had fun, you know.
Yeah,
and then I had many more interviews after that. So, you know, I'm the type of person, I tell people, I'm like a mouse. You just give me a little crack, I'm getting in there.
Yes, indeed.
That's all I need, just a little crack.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got my foot. She helped me wet my feet. And she decided, then when we was only doing two shows a month, and she said, it's time for me to push you in the river. So she pushed me in and said, now you got to do four shows.
And I'm so glad you had her really just pushing you like that, because she is just so selfless. She'll give up herself to the well runs dry, but she is just a phenomenal woman, and you do it well, Hezekiah. So no one more deserving.
You.
Praise God. Absolutely.
I appreciate that. Well, I try to learn from the best. You know, I sit back and watch and listen. And then say, you know what? And the Lord says, Tommy, Lord always, man, and the Lord go back and forth.
Yes.
I'm like, really? This is what you want me to do?
Amen.
You know, I got to make sure now. I'm like Gideon. Okay, can the fleece be a little wet and then the ground be dry? People don't realize, if you read your word, I'm glad you say, if you read your word, you find out some of the comical things that go on. That go on with people trying to say, okay, God, all right, let the fleece be wet and the ground be dry.
Amen.
So I make sure that, look, there's only a few of us and they got thousands. So that's what Gideon was saying. Only a few of us, they got, you know, we just want to make sure we're going to win. He's like, okay, God, okay, let the fleece. Then God did it. Then he said, well, let the ground be wet and the fleece be dry.
Amen.
I'm like, but that's how we are with God. You know, if God tells us something, and if he didn't mind back then, if you want to ask God to do this, so you're sure, if he did it back then, I'm sure he won't mind right now.
Amen.
Because he takes care of his people. You know, we give him his praise and read his word. You know, we have to get out our phones. We have to get in the word. And we have to get off social network. We have to get in our word. We have to study to show us, as Paul wrote to Timothy, study to show yourself approved.
Amen.
Just like we study and get ready for that new job we want. We know
yes,
we want
indeed.
That $75,000 job. So certain yeah. kind of certain many things we gotta do. We're gonna make sure we do it.
Absolutely.
But that's what God wants us to do with Him.
Right.
He wants
we have
us
to learn to be obedient as well. And I know that's like a big thing for me. You know, certain tasks, my God assignments. Sometimes that He puts on my heart, like you say, you know, I turn that question, hey, God, are you sure? Are you sure this is what you want me to do? As if I really have to ask. But we have to practice being obedient as well. I know that can be a difficult task. I know it is for me sometimes.
It's Maria just having too much fun tonight. That's okay.
She's
that background person. She's your support.
Yes,
she's
going
to be there. She
yes.
is your background person. She's your support. And I like that because, you know, sometimes you think you're out there all by yourself. I said the Bible says where two or more are gathered, if it's just me and you and we praise
Amen.
It, you keep it, you keep it moving. Because sooner or later somebody's going, you know, wondering like, oh, okay. You know,
right.
this is like show. Well, we almost at 100 show. We are a little over. We are a little over 80
Amen.
Shows already. So, but that's
Amen.
All to the glory of God. That ain't me. So
yes.
sometimes, you know, sometimes you get weary. You know, now
yes.
I know what ministers and pastors go through. You
mm-hmm.
know, what should I talk
mm-hmm.
about? What should I do? Well, mm-hmm. you know, but you got to keep it going. You got to keep
right.
it going. You got to
right.
keep it going.
Yes,
you know, you can't, you know, I'm learning that just because if you just got one person listening, that's the person that needed to hear it.
Yes.
You know, yes. you got to learn that if you got one person listening, and there are archives and people listen
mm-hmm.
to it, and but it's, again, it's, you know, it's there for you.
Amen.
And I get, and I love, and I enjoy tonight because talking about
mm-hmm.
praise is the
yes.
best thing that we can do.
Amen.
Praising Him in the
Amen.
Midst of the storm.
Yeah.
In the midst of the storm, because they say people don't realize that when there's a tornado,
mm-hmm.
that in the eye, in the middle of it, is where the peace is at.
Amen.
And the eye of the storm
yeah.
is where it's quiet.
Yeah.
That's where it's quiet mm-hmm. at, in the eye of the storm. And but it's been great tonight. I definitely appreciate you, Minister Price, for coming
Absolutely.
On and helping out. Do you have any last words?
No, just thank you for having me, and God bless everyone. You know, I pray you all well.
Excellent. I'd like to thank all of you who have been listening in and so, you know, and just working with us tonight, this evening, as we've been having another Perpetual Praise Friday, and this was our 6th one. This was a good show because the praise is still going on. We have to continue
Amen.
That praise. We're not praising Him one time. We're going to continue this thing. Next month it'll be number 7. 7 is the number of completion. And then the month after that it'll be number 8. We're just going to keep this going on. Thank you guys so much for your love and support. And just another shout out for all those who have been in our guests in our chat room, for those who have been on an event page, and for Miss Maria, C. Maria Wall, for all her support. We just
yeah.
love you. We thank you.
Yeah,
and,
please.
You know, we thank you for helping. We thank you, Minister Kim, for helping out, you know, and Michelle's absence.
Our
and I'm sure she appreciates you helping
our
out. This has been a great show, and we want to continue to keep the praise going. Give me 1 second as I'm getting ready to close out. Excellent. As always, guys, I thank you. I love you. Just continue to keep us in prayer for Man in America, because we're continuing moving to higher heights.
Amen.
This has been Hezekiah L. Montgomery signing off. And as always, we'll see you at the mirror.